Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got Trudy filling in this afternoon for Brian, and I'm your host, Luke. And we're talking about the story that broke this morning about back in 2013, Representative Shea Sortwell, then on the Green Bay City Council, was apparently recommended but not charged some child abuse potential allegations, I guess now we refer to them. I'm not quite sure, but...
Well, felonious allegations. The recommendation was felonious charges against both Shea Sortwell and his wife for effectively letting this happen
right,
to one of
for
their
witnessing
own children.
It and not stopping it.
And it talked about a relative. Presumably, someone was, you know, bathing the child. This is a smaller child. This is not a teenager. No one's bathing the teenage child. So... You know, you've got a child probably, presumably under 10, and now 8 years later, that child may be an advanced age beyond that point, but you're talking about a younger child.
Yeah.
And you're talking about not an open-handed smack on the ass, because he made it very clear, you know, hands are for loving. But if I put a weapon in my hands, I can whoop the you-know-what out of my kids, because the Bible tells me so. And I was raised, Luke, again, you know, I'm a little bit older than you, but I was raised by a family that was raised down south. And my mama was raised by a southern father and a southern mother. And in her generation, and she was born in 1940, and in her generation, you'd go out to the willow tree and you'd pick out your own switch.
Yeah.
To get your ass switch.
Right.
And when I was a kid, and I was a terrible, terrible kid. I really was. I was really a problematically behaviorally.
Yeah.
I was a bad kid. And I was beaten to the point of what probably would qualify as abuse. I mean, someone should have turned her in. She was trying to whoop the devil out of me and it wouldn't come out. You know, I kept acting out. And I got spanked with a belt. And I mean, that thing, when it would wrap around and it would catch the inside of your thigh and you just get the tip, it'd be like a whack. Oh, did that hurt?
Yeah.
And I mean, no child, in retrospect, and I've never raised a hand to my children, but no child, in retrospect, is ever deserving of the sort of beltings and the beatings I got as a kid. But that was the way my generation was raised. And I even think about the sort of rough and tumbled nature of my childhood. I mean, we didn't wear helmets out there riding bikes. You've got to be kidding me. What sort of a wuss, even if you had one, where you could wear a football helmet on that bike head?
Yeah, you know, that's then you're a time-honored thing. You'd always wear the helmet while you're in front of your parents, and then, you know, you're riding around at the park later and you take the helmet off.
There weren't, hell, man, when I was growing up, there were barely seatbelts. There weren't shoulder restraints. Your mom would just let you beat on your brother in the backseat. You can't shut up. But I had a brother, and he was 18 months older than I. And, I mean, we would get in brouhahas. We would beat each other. We would fight, and we would, you know, bite.
As siblings do. I mean,
pull
I've got two brothers.
Fight
I know how that is. We still do it at the age, and we're all, my older brother's in his 30s, but both me and my younger brother are in our 20s, and that stuff still goes on. So,
well, my kids don't beat each other. Not in the same way. 844-967-2789. I would like to get your opinions, and I'm just inserting myself here in the old Dueling Tangents show, but would like to get your opinions.
And I worked very
Spanking
hard.
Spanking the kids.
Yeah, I worked very hard to get the phone lines active today, so let's have those dial those phones up. Let's get the callers going, because we are good to go with calls here at Devil Radio.
And it's the only live radio I'm doing today, in deference to the fact I didn't know if you'd work the magic and get the gremlins out. So I pulled the plug on my show and said, since Fancy Brian's solving some of his own problems today, you know, I just join in. We talk about beating our kids. Now, you don't have children.
I do not.
And I do have children. And I got boys. And I got good boys. Relatively speaking, they're good boys. Never really spanked my kids. I mean, I might have given them a swat on the diaper, get their attention. I don't even really, really recall doing that. I don't have any vivid memories. Mm-hmm. Of giving them a swat and trying to make it hurt. You know, that was something I didn't want to, you know, carry through to the next generation. And it certainly comes from biblical. I know the whole, you know, spare the rod, spoil the kid sort of crap. You know, I'm familiar with it. Down south, man, they let the teachers beat the kids. That's the most shocking part. I came from Madison, Wisconsin. My mom might raise a hand to me. If I lied to my mom, I would get smacked in the mouth. Literally. I'd get bam. And I lied to my mom. Sometimes I got caught and I'd get smacked in the mouth. And it hurt. And I don't think that's appropriate. But, you know, it's my mama. And if she wants to smack me, at least I, you know, I'm deferential. But when I went to school in North Carolina, and I went to Mrs. Weather's fifth grade class, and me and another guy, Curtis, we're in the bathroom. So I still remember this vividly. I think we were singing like a Billy Joel tune. He's doing a lot of the a cappella stuff. I haven't been there in the longest time. Something like that. So me and Curtis are singing and doing what men do, standing a couple of urinals apart in the bathroom. And this grown-ass lady, Mrs. Weathers, and Mrs. Weathers had a wart and some hair coming out of it, but Mrs. Weathers comes walking into the bathroom. What's all the ruckus in here? Or something of that sort. And, you know, it's a couple of 11-year-old boys, 12-year-old boys singing, God forbid. Yeah, we're like fifth graders, apparently. She's my fifth grade teacher. So she told me I was going to get a paddling. I was going to get smacked with this paddle, and she had a wood paddle. And I didn't tell her on Friday, hey, paddle me. You know, I didn't know it was my responsibility to inform her that it was paddling time. Jeez. So the next Friday,
you had a tattletale on yourself to get the paddling?
Well, the failure to do so got me a double paddling the following Friday.
Double on the bump.
Oh, talking about being incensed.
Yeah.
And you know.
In the classroom when I was growing up, I was the one that was always Chatty Cathy. I was talking to everybody, and the teachers would get mad because no matter where they put me, they'd move me. My desk would move from assigned space to assigned space, and no matter what, I just talk to whoever's next to me. And so maybe had I received those beatings, I wouldn't be where I am today, Crudy, talking on the radio with you, because I kind of get the gift of the gab from my father. And had the teacher smacked it out of me, I don't know. I don't know if we'd be talking on the radio today.
Well, I've been saving a beating for you, Luke. I'll give it to you during the commercial break. Come back.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got Crudy filling in, and we'll take your calls, 844-967-2789.